Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Behold my servant, whom I have laid hold of, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit into him, and shall pronounce judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not contend nor cry, neither shall anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoking flax he shall not quench, until he put forth judgment to victory. In his name the Gentiles shall hope. Why did the Lord come into the world? He came to save us from hell. If he had not come, we would all have gone to hell. The angel told Joseph, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus," which means Yehovah saves, because he will save his people from their sins. In the heavenly doctrine, hell is compared to a giant whom no one could fight but the Lord. David was a hero who represented the Lord. By courage and strength from the Lord, he slew the giant Goliath. He led the armies of Israel to victories over their enemies again and again until he had conquered all of them. The angel Gabriel told Mary that the Lord God would give to Jesus the throne of his father David. Now we might wonder, since the Lord is incredibly strong, why he was born as a little baby. He could easily have wiped out the evil spirits in an instant without even being born. Why did he choose to be born? The first answer is that the Lord did not want to wipe out the evil spirits. He just wanted to put them in their proper place. He wanted to prevent them from forcing other people to go to hell, but to let them have a free choice, as those evil spirits themselves had had. It just shows how strong the Lord is that he could control the evil spirits without completely destroying them. The Lord is so strong that he can be gentle, using only as much force as is necessary. At the time the Lord came, and today too, there were many, many people who had lots of bad habits and wrong ideas, but who were willing to learn and change their ways gradually. These people were attached to evil spirits by their bad habits, and they were friends with evil people pretending to be good. If the Lord had suddenly thrown all the evil spirits into hell, many people would have gone to hell who didn't have to. They would have followed their wicked friends into hell and let the bad things in themselves take over their whole lives. But instead, the Lord came gently, patiently, and slowly he taught people. He gave them time and encouragement to see the truth and change their ways. Our spiritual strength was as weak as a bruised reed. Our enlightenment to see the truth was like a smoldering wick about to go out. But the Lord did not get impatient or give up hope with us. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoking flax he will not snuff out, until he puts forth judgment unto victory. In his name the Gentiles shall hope. The Lord told a parable showing why he had to go slowly and carefully in conquering the evil spirits. He compared the human race to a field of wheat, where an enemy has sown poisonous tares among the wheat. If the workers just ripped out the tares, a lot of the wheat would get pulled up too. Instead, the Lord said they should wait till the wheat was ripe. Then they could cut down the whole field and carefully separate the wheat from the tares. Afterwards, they would first collect the tares into bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into the barn, like the people who were willing to be led to heaven. Now we each have in us both good and true things from the Lord and bad and false things from hell. We would not want the Lord to throw us into hell for the bad things we have done and often do, but maybe we aren't ready for heaven yet either. So we can see why the Lord wanted to work slowly and carefully to lead as many people as possible to heaven. What makes the Lord so strong? Where does his strength come from? The answer can be surprising. It is his love. His love is the most powerful force in the universe, really the only force. It is much more powerful than the billions and billions of suns that his love has created. It is similar with human beings, since we are created in his image. Love coming from the Lord is what makes people strong and capable of doing things. We can read about athletes who have overcome handicaps to become some of the strongest people in the world in their sport because they really wanted to, and so they worked very hard. Love and willpower made them strong. The Lord's love is to save all men. We read, thus out of pure mercy and by the mighty power of love, to draw towards himself all who are willing to follow. But the Lord's strength is not just from his love itself, by itself. In a way, the Lord's love is too strong by itself. High above the heavens, the Lord appears as the sun, which gives life to all creation. If he had come down into the world as he is in that sun, his love would have burned up or suffocated everyone, or driven the evil spirits far away from him, and with them a lot of people who might have been saved. To do what his love wants to do, the Lord's love takes form in wisdom or truth. Truth is the know-how to accomplish what you want. A good doctor who really wants to help someone get better needs to know a lot of things about the body, diseases and cures, or else he cannot help even though he wants to. Truth is sharp, like a surgeon's knife, to cut away only the diseased parts of the body, but leave the healthy parts whole. The Lord came in person so that he could come close to us and also close to evil spirits. He wrapped up his incredibly powerful love and wisdom in a covering of an earthly body and came down to earth to teach us the truth. He spoke the word to us anew. He showed us how to understand the Old Testament word. He showed us the right ways to think and live and what heaven is like. He showed us who he is. And he showed us how dangerous and deceitful evil spirits are and how miserable we would be if we followed them. He argued with the scribes and Pharisees, the hypocrites, till they didn't dare to say anything to him anymore. Many people were astonished at the power and clarity of his teaching, and they repented of the evil things they were doing and followed him. At the end of his life, by his own power, he laid down his life so that he could take it again in glory. He let us see the wickedness of hell and that he has power over hell and death. It may not seem as though there is power in truths if we think of them only as talk or arguments. But all the strength of a person's body depends on what that person really believes as well as what he loves. The heavenly doctrine says that if the Lord wished to, he could make each of us as physically strong as Samson, just by inspiring our minds and hearts with his divine truth. But the Lord would rather make our spirits strong through faith and love to keep us healthy and safe forever, not just in this world. In heaven, each angel is tremendously strong. With just a look, by the Lord's power, an angel can throw a whole mountain inhabited by evil spirits into hell, if that's what needs to be done. The name of the angel who came to Mary was Gabriel, which means the mighty God, because angels have great strength from the Lord. But if an angel should ever forget that all power is from the Lord and begin to think that he himself is powerful, he would instantly become as weak as can be. As soon as he thought he didn't need the Lord's power, he would stop being willing to receive it, and so he would become weak. The angels are in great power as long as they are humble about themselves in relation to the Lord, and as long as they are eager to serve others, not to push them around. The Lord's power is used only to help others, and the more an angel is eager to help, the wiser and stronger he becomes. Since all power is from the Lord, evil spirits really have no power. The word says their power is like the power of one flea against another flea. All the strength of hell is based on lies. If we see through the lies, then we are not afraid of them, and they cannot make us do what they want us to. But the problem is that the human race, by turning away from the Lord to evil spirits over and over again, has gotten very weak spiritually. We are not very willing to receive the Lord's power. We are not very willing to serve the Lord and our neighbors. There is a part of us that likes the lies of the evil spirits. We tend to be proud of what seems like our own strength and intelligence, wishing to be powerful ourselves and to rule over others instead of helping them. In this way, we become like fleas, which the evil spirits could overpower, and they almost did overpower mankind. Compared to ourselves, hell is a monstrous giant, a Goliath, which no one could possibly fight except the Lord. The Lord came to control that horrible ogre, to balance the force of evil and the power of darkness. He set limits to how much delight in cruelty and lust of power the evil spirits could inspire in us, and how confused they could make us. Because the Lord's great strength is always protecting us, we are capable of running away from the evil spirits if we want to. We are free, because the Lord's great strength controls the evil spirits forever. We read, "He has made strength by his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. He has taken down the powerful from thrones and has exalted the lowly." The Lord bound the strong one and then entered his house and plundered his vessels. That is, the Lord subjugated the hells and rescued the human race, which the hells had thought of as their plunder. And now, for those who are willing to fight the hells with themselves instead of surrender to them, the Lord holds the hells in subjection to eternity. The Lord is even more powerful now than he was before, because now he has brought the power of his life and truth down from above the heavens to be with us in this world. He taught us to be strong by being humble and willing to be led by our God, as a little child is humble and innocent. He gave us the example of being willing to use the strength we have from him to help others. We know that we need to learn what is true very carefully, so that we will know how to help others and to live according to the divine order ourselves, and not be deceived by the lies of evil spirits. And we will grow stronger and stronger as we practice loving the Lord above all things and our neighbors as ourselves. This is why we celebrate the Christmas season, because the mighty God, the everlasting Father, came into the world to save us. We are thanking the Lord for his great mercy and his gracious kindness, and we are exalting him for the great power of his love and wisdom. By the power of the highest, the baby Lord was born and grew up to be the Son of God. He united the human with the divine in himself, and in this way, he also restored the way for us to be with him again, despite all our weaknesses. Quietly, steadily, gently, yet with infinite strength, he put forth judgment unto victory. And so, in his name, we have hope. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.